renunciation to be renunciation in this. Who is being touched by this? Really hitting the heart because it's really touching. So don't consider it to be renunciation, but experience fortune, and only then can you be said to be a true renunciate. Only those who have such dharana are said to be the true Brahmins. And the slogan? Only those who keep all powers under their control are said to be the master, almighty authorities. Shanti. Song that's being played is the Murli song, so it will be translated a little bit. You're going to keep your headphones on.
Daddy?
This is the points that are being started from today for the volcanic patti, and we don't have the Hindi and the English hadn't been read, so Jimny Ben's going to read the English again.
She's going
to just give the essence in Hindi.
15th November 2005.
The first Avyakt, second, first Avyakt Murli.
Geet bachayenge Jayanti Bhai.
Sorry, that is saying we have meditation first and then Jayanti Bhai can give the essence. The state of the world is at its most extreme. May you always be one to be able to make your fortune. The colors of the seasons have changed. Hold on to one so that you don't lose out on your fortune. Times today is the enemy of the soul. I have to be careful that my happiness is not taken away. I have fallen in love with someone. I have to be careful that the world does not put me aside, and I have to be careful that the support of my heart is not lost.
ये जो पॉइंट है कल अमृत वेले जब आप योग में बैठेंगे तो इस पर आप विचार सागर मंथन करेंगे या अपने ध्यान पर ये रखेंगे। और मुरली का डेट है 15 नवंबर 2005। ठीक है, आप पढ़ लेंगे
द पॉइंट ऑफ द अमृत वेला पॉइंट फॉर टुमारो।
योर डेटी संस्कार्स एंड द इटर्नल संस्कार्स ऑफ द सोल। Have a cremation ceremony of the wrong sanskars. Make your original and eternal sanskars emerge. Everyone now has this one complaint. In particular, I cannot change my sanskars. I cannot change my sanskars. So, in the 70th year, you will perform a wonder, will you not? So demonstrate this speciality of transformation. Is that okay? You are going to do this in the 70th year, are you not? Do you want to do this? Will you do it? Is it that you will do it? Or is it already accomplished? You just have to be the instrument. Om Shanti. Okay, 15th November 2005, Baba ki latest season ki murliyon mein se ye point nikala gaya hai.
Niche likh denge na. डायमनोस भी लिखा हो, यहाँ भी लिखा हो। ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
शुरू में जो बाबा का कदम परा, कदम कैसे रख, कदम कदम पर संभालना है।
बाबा हैज ऑलवेज टोल्ड अस टू बी वेरी केयरफुल एंड कॉशियस एट एवरी स्टेप, लेट देयर बी प्यूरिटी इन माय पर्सनालिटी।
देखते हुए नहीं देखो, सुनते हुए नहीं सुनो।
सी एंड येट डोंट सी, हियर एंड येट डोंट हियर।
कितना अच्छा व्रत है।
दिस इज अ वंडरफुल फास्ट, a kind of promise. Those who hold on very strongly to a fast with determination never let it go. In the bhakti days, this is what, how strongly they hold the fast. They don't let it go in between.
So ye sthiti banana hai to kya karna hai, banti hai to kitna fayda hai.
To hold, to make effort for this stage is very important. What is the benefit once you decide to take the steps to hold on to such a fast? People don't keep a fast for the sake of it. They actually see the benefit of what they're going to attain out of such a fast. If you have to let go of something during a fast, yes, you do let it go. Sometimes when they hold on to a fast, what they do is they make such a determination, no matter how much obstacles or obstruction comes, they face that, but they don't let go of the fast. The fast of having 100% purity in our personality, this makes us feel it is possible to be angels, because to become deities a little later, we will not go into the calculation of how many births we are going to take. But to be a godly child in this Sangam Yuga, just as God is the purifier, He makes us so pure that by us becoming so pure, our angelic stage makes us gives the feeling that we have literally no connection, not just bodily connection. We have no connection also with the nature and sanskars of others, because every soul has its own personality. It is not just a connection with the bodily connection, it is the nature of a soul. That nature of the soul is individual to each one. It has nothing to do with the blood connection. Even though they happen to be a bodily relation, but still it is different. Each soul's personality is different. This understanding enables us to have an individual personality. This understanding makes us detached and loving to God. And we receive so much love and power that we allow ourselves to become detached. We just don't easily agree hearing the people and say, yes, you are right. But in that state of detachment, the ones who share news with you will understand that whatever he is sharing with you is actually could be quite useless for you. So at that moment, they are able to change their method of speaking as they enable you to listen to them. This is the season for stories.
Baba ne ye baat tumhari jo hai, koi bhi man ki baat kisko suna ho.
There was this feeling that who should you tell the contents of your heart? Where do you go? So I had gone to Madhuban. Baba was in the office. Let Baba complete his task in the office and then I will meet. So Didi took me to the office, and that was where Nir Baba used to sit. Baba had made that office. I had not even been there for about 5 minutes. And Baba said, oh, so you have been discussing and talking to each other with Didi. From that day to now, she has been very careful with whom she shares the contents of her heart. But Baba signaled, although the dialogue with Didi was different, but Baba signaled. I didn't have the thought that why is Baba telling me this, because I didn't speak in those lines with Didi. To accept teachings or corrections from others with great love is a sign of fortune. It is a fortune to receive such kind of directions that Baba gives me teaching, considering it as a right for me to understand him. My relationship with Didi was such on based on totally self-progress and progress for each other. And other than this kind of dialogue, we've never shared anything such as the Brahmin news or any other kind of news. Didi used to come to her or even to some centers. And she used to ask, is there anything you should share? They used to say, Didi, just give us love. And Didi used to say, this is such a place that there is just no obstacles of any sort, because it has the blessings of the seniors. There's neither personal problem, neither is there obstruction or obstacles in the task of the center. Because this is the establishment of heaven. That's why Baba always says, don't give your energy to things that are of no importance towards you. Even sitting in the office, let the topics of conversation not be of one of no use. And it is important that to imbibe or to have a certain dharana, sometimes you have to renounce something it's worth it. It's a sign of great fortune to be able to do that. To become Master, Almighty Authority, you need such power that people who see you actually see you Bab Saman, like Baba. Let there be a lack of any kind of power that the child of Baba appears to be non-worthy in front of others. Remember Baba in the inheritance. We say to ourselves, let me be able to take such inheritance from Baba, and our eyes are sharp towards the destination of acclaiming that inheritance. If we have this kind of intense effort within us, then Baba understands that literally if you have such intensity, 10% would be the real effort, but 90% Baba enables you to do it because he blesses you looking at the intensity of your effort. Yesterday in the couples group, I didn't share this. An intense effort maker doesn't think about receiving blessings, but they have interest in the effort. And they watch that they don't make mistakes, neither do they hear or see the efforts of others in to such a way. And when you make effort without looking at others, then your own effort becomes more intensified. And others begin to look at your own effort. So when you share things of great love, then others share loving things to you. But if you share stories which create disturbance, others who will come to you will share their story of how they are disturbed. So such people or such intense effort makers have this kind of royalty.
To tell
the truth in front of Baba is a big thing.
And
sometimes you want to tell the truth and you don't have the art to tell the truth, that person or that effort maker will not be able to go in front of Baba. To be honest, then we also color the company of others because of our honesty. At least in that company, each one will learn honesty towards each other. So we don't let go of people and their company. And sometimes there are others who may not be honest, but coming in the company of a person who is honest is as if by magic or by a certain chance of fortune, they themselves come on the path of truth and able to hold the truth and transform. The color of a company just as the impact of food on the mind, so also the impact of or the influence of a company on each other is very powerful. Like how we are careful that not just any type of food come are digested by us or eaten by us. When such a food is eaten, then the mind also changes. And so it's better to eat the yagya food. Eat food that you have already have offered to Baba. Nothing can happen to you and your health. Because it's been offered to Baba. You've taken the tray to Baba's room and you have returned. You've eaten that. You will be all right. Nothing will happen. Keeping yourself in good company, being careful of your company. Such effort makers are not influenced by their sense organs, but the sense organs come under the complete control of such an effort maker. Those who have victory over the sense organs will become the conqueror of Maya. If in sense, among the sense organs, it's the eyes and the mouth that cause a lot of disturbance. The eyes say, let me see things. The mouth says, I want this. I want to try that. These two types of sense organs create obstacles. That's why they say, cautious of what you speak. Eat carefully what you eat. Just see to it that you eat food that has been offered and have the feeling that you are eating from the bandara of Shiv Baba, not from anyone else's. Whatever comes in Shiv Baba's bandara, whatever it is that's been cooked and has been offered, that has actually been ingested. This gives strength. So let there be no such let your speech be such. Speak with the awareness of your spirituality. Speak out of godly love, so that in your speech there is a balance of love and law. Only instructions based on law, you will give sorrow to people. If you give love, then yes, the law will come out accurately based on your dharana. The speech be such that it is based literally on you having followed the maryadas. Baba's thoughts on the self, family and the world. Let the self be such that through I, the soul, the entire family could actually attain something from I, the soul. The family is expanding at great speed. Let each one be able to attain or know something from what I have understood. If my own line of effort is very smooth in this, people will become inspired. So company, love and cooperation. There is a great importance of cooperation, but based on love. And automatically that person becomes more cooperative. You won't need to have so much yoga, because sometimes you may not be able to do such a yoga. With truth and love, there is spirituality. Those who stay in such a stage of spirituality will be pulled by their spirituality. The soul is actually away from the influence of Maya at that time and is actually on a stage of having imbibed God's attraction at that time. Yes, you are a soul, but you have become detached from the influences of the earth and now you are now in the feeling of godly vibrations. This connection at that time of the soul with God gives out vibration that actually helps all the other souls. So I take great care of this on my own self. And I was telling Hansa this morning, let the atmosphere of my bedroom have a very powerful influence, so that even if people pass by my bedroom should have the feeling of attraction, just like as it was in Baba's days, or like that of the Tennyson Road. to create this kind of atmosphere in your bedroom tells you that really you sleep in remembrance of Baba, you awake in remembrance of Baba. If I, the one who sleeps there, do not have this experience, then others won't. At least make me, let me make this much effort of my own surroundings, that those who actually take a walk about feel this. I read the Murli later, but the feeling of creating this atmosphere and then thinking of what is really Madhuban, it is the highest place of pilgrimage where people experience. You don't stay in a hotel, you stay in the house of pilgrimage. Those who build such house of pilgrimage are very, very charitable soul, philanthropist. Daddy shares experience of having stayed in this house of pilgrimages built by very popular Sindhi families. In Amritsar, she stayed in such house of pilgrimage. Haridwar too has such a place. This wonder and sparkle of only 100 years old, don't become trapped in this huge sparkle, because this is a huge graveyard. Someone asked, when there is going to be destruction, then tell us, why do you yourselves build so many buildings? Why did Baba expand Madhuban, knowing that destruction is on the verge? First it was only Pandav Bhavan. The construction of Pandav Bhavan, do you know at what rate it was bought? Our Baba is a very big businessman. We were in a place called Kota House, then to Dola House, then the government threw us out. We had no place to stay. It was a stable horses, the horses, stable for horses. Those who were living in the nearby palatial homes, Baba told Vishwakishore Bhai, this is something that you must not write, but you are fortunate to be able to hear this directly. So Baba did have this worry, where will we stay? And Baba was wondering how we would be able to establish ourselves after Pakistan. So he told Vishwakishore Dada, this big bungalow, which was around Pandav Bhavan, go and meet the king who owns this and tell them you'd like to purchase, because it was actually in a state of derelict condition. So she said, shall I tell you how much Baba offered? 17,000 rupees was offered. But they didn't have the money for that. See the wonder of God. 17,000 rupees. Vishwakishore Bhai is such an obedient child. He went, spoke very sweetly to those people and mentioned the price, and immediately it was agreed upon. Baba actually made the plans and actually done things physically himself. Where Baba was, that beginning, just the entrance around the area, that was all that Pandav Bhavan was. There wasn't even a bathroom, and the bathroom was actually very way out. There wasn't a toilet facility in Baba's room. just build a surrounding. It wasn't the flush system. So much was the renunciation of Baba. To have a bath, you need to have a bucket. It was a bucket bath. Today, Baba's room has been enlarged. It was slightly smaller. Just around that same, around that place, he was able to have a bath. And here you sit like kings. We must have this, we need that. And this was our how our Baba was. Even during the cold, Baba would actually go outside for the toilets. And then many, of course, sow their own seeds. Baba, this is just 8 annas, built this. And on the basis of the collection from others that people gave, Baba made history hall. Like a magnet, when people come to visit history hall, they feel the attraction of that atmosphere. Where Om Shanti Bhavan was an area where we had tapasya and do picnic, because it was on a height. And then he gave a signal that let's see if we can build something around this. And then after Baba became avyakt, the Yog Bhavan meditation hall, Sukhdam was built. So many other buildings came up. So who is the one who made this? It is the Father. There was the atmosphere of tapasya, renunciation, altruistic server. These were the things that enabled many things to happen. Renunciate. One who does tapasya, intense meditation, and altruism in your effort. Like how Baba himself would only eat after having fed everyone else. It was never seen that Baba ate first. Baba has never had breakfast. One sister used to just make a little bowl of milk with some kind of a chapati for Baba. But yes, he used to drink milk. Such state of renunciation, an intense meditation enabling us to follow the path to become Brahmin, to deities. Such love was in the atmosphere that the child doesn't battle. So Baba used to move around, give a lot of love and see to the well-being of everyone, hoping that that particular soul will stay there with a smiling face and will continue to serve and stay yogyukt with everyone. Today Baba is up above and you can almost wonder the type of things that he is doing up there. So, well, many have gone for the advance party and they are not just sitting idle, but they are doing a lot. Because they have also been, the basis of their effort has been based on obedience and renunciation. The task of Baba, Vishwakishore Dada had enabled all this crossing through from Pakistan to India, and with knowing the tax commissioner and all the other sorts, he was able to get it, to get the crossing free. The making of soaps, for example, sometimes defective pieces in a factory are kept aside, and Vishwakishore Dada was able to get all these things that were slightly defective in the form of the soap and paste or some sort of toiletries. There were so many piled on the side in the factory that were of no use, and they shredded into pieces so that they could use for washing clothes. They shred the soaps for body, to use it for laundry. Because they all were free, it was in such excess. The topic was less expenditure, greater glorification. Less expenditure, but so many benefit from it. We have never ironed clothes because there was no iron. But we would wash it so well. People used to ask the whiteness of your clothes from where, what soap do you use? And Didi used to teach us how to launder, how to wring out, and how to dry the clothes. And then the beds where we used to sit, used to sleep, underneath that we used to keep our saris as if ironed. So at least one sari is worn about 30 times. So it is a great honor to have that clean clothes. So wherever the sisters used to go, it used to be with great care of how these clothes would appear. And they would definitely mend clothes, not just to show that I'm wearing mended clothes, but actually you hide the mend in such a way that people couldn't tell. It's such economy. And yet there was enough to give everyone. The status of the Queen Mother is very high because her brother used to give vests, and whenever she would receive from somewhere, she would just give it to someone else, and yet chose a lower quality for herself to face, to tolerate, or to renounce. You would not feel this once you use renunciation and see your fortune. And so you will feel a great fortune and you will sing that fortune. I am fortunate if only few of such souls with such intensified effort would be born here. This is going to be the wonder of just a minute. That in 1 minute, someone will get a vision of your effort. So I am fortunate. This is the slogan. Let there be no dependency or confusion or heaviness of what should I do. Some people are heavy before even the task is undertaken. So Baba wants those who are very light. When Baba makes chapati, he wants the chapati to rise, not just flat chapatis. And such chapatis that rise are of use to God and others. So don't be heavy, don't say I have to think, don't think too much. And then Baba selects someone else. Om Shanti.
Song. Murli song. This letter, no. Murli song being translated.
People hear the stories of the Bhagavad so that they become liberated. So you get mukti not after death, but actually whilst alive. Here we are liberated whilst alive. I am a fortunate soul. What else do I need? The one to whom you are close to. What can you ask from one who is so close to you? I am a fortunate soul. I am fortunate to be able to be in your vision, to hear your words. Whilst alive, I die for you. Don't ask me about this situation. This situation is a wonderful situation. What else do I want from him, the one whom I'm so close to? I am so fortunate. Who was I before? Not worthy of you. You are unable to taught me such elevated karma. Who was I and what was I before without you? You enabled me to perform such actions. I move on those lines and I reached my destination. He is the King of Kings. What else do I need to attain from him, one who is so close to me? I am a fortunate soul. Om Shanti.